Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 290, episode 2 of Daredevil Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it is Wednesday, June 7th, 2023.
World Food Safety Day. National Running Day. National VCR Day for all the cooked ones out there. National Oklahoma Day. National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Boom.
Boom.
Food safety.
Yeah.
That's an important one.
Yeah.
That is an important one.
Store your shit properly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They used to just be able to get poisoned. You just like order or like eat a thing of tinned beef.
But there's levels
half
to
your family would die.
But the question is, do you or do you not wash your chicken?
You got to rinse it off.
With soap and water.
Bit.
Yeah.
Put it in the washing machine.
Damn. Dishwasher.
Full dishwasher.
That's nice. Nice little marinade.
I remember the first time I had a white roommate and I was making some like Japanese food that I left in a pot that I just left on the stove.
Overnight.
And they're like, you got to put that in the refrigerator. And I'm like, no, I fucking don't.
No, don't.
The fuck you talking about?
The fermentation is how we get down. Part of it. Yeah, that was something with my Korean mother-in-law where the food just stays out on the pot and then you just heat it up.
Heat it up, ready. Kills it, boom. And boom. I remember being like, look, man, like I get that you're not comfortable with that, but that's where we're in our part of the world, we leave this shit on the stove.
I just like that you're like, my first white roommate. It's like, we knew where the story was going. It was going to be incorrect.
You got to slather that thing of mayonnaise and put it between two pieces
sure
of
that,
Wonder
pal?
Bread, brother.
My brother?
My brother?
All right, brother. See you after work, brother.
Oh, no.
Don't be them. Don't be them. Don't be them, because that's the diet N-word. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's go
brother.
Hard R on the brother. Is that okay?
No, Hulk brother. No, brother is more fuck up, more egregious. Yeah. Like,
when, I mean, you know what? Hulk Hogan has really proven that hate brother is really parallel to the N word.
Yeah.
So let's,
that's true.
It's kind of hard to.
I'm just saying, white bartenders, don't call your black customers brother. You know,
brother.
All right, brother.
I'm sorry
cool,
that
man.
We have to have this conversation, white bartenders. But yes, please.
So many
do
times
not
you're like,
all right,
brother,
that.
I got you. And
Jesus
I'm like,
Christ.
Hey, all right, dude.
Oh, man. Well, my name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Potatoes O'Brien. Let's do that. We'll save the long ass AKA for another day.
Okay.
And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Charge way too much for some tickets. She's singing my life with her words. Piss myself softly for her song. Piss myself softly for her song. Telling my... Anyway, it's all about Taylor Swift peeing yourself. We all know that. Shout out to Lockeroni.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, that part, take it to the busted. That part is the fucking part of that song. Anyway, let me get out the fucking way. That was from Lockeroni. Shout out to you and the Fugees.
Yeah, yeah. And Miles, a little housekeeping up top. For the first time in the history of the show, doing a new publication sketch for the summer. We've scaled back to a mere 8 episodes a week, only one episode on Monday, which is going to be, as you heard this past Monday, a long trending episode to catch you up on stuff you missed over the weekend. One just regular episode on Friday, and then Tuesday morning's episode, yesterday's episode. We're going wild. We're trying some new stuff out. We're talking to listeners. Yesterday, we talked to a listener who delivers pizza for Domino's about, you know, gives you a unique look at your community at a surprising number of dicks. We also spoke to a renowned astrophysicist about UFOs. And those episodes will be like kind of evergreen, you know, just fun. Go check them out. But we're going to keep talking to listeners about your jobs. You know what our jobs are. What's something interesting about your job? We also talked about a story about a veterinary pathologist who accidentally got high while investigating a bag of dead bald eagles. So
covered in blood.
The bar has been set.
Wow. Y'all are generous with your time. Can I just say that?
Yeah. Well, look, we got it. We got time. We got
But hit us with craziest thing that ever happened on your job, something most people misunderstand about your job. Hit us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, Discord. Let us know. We'll keep it anonymous if you'd like us to. Miles.
Yeah.
We are thrilled to be joined in our third seat.
Oh, yeah.
By one of our favorite guests. One of our listeners' favorite guests.
Yes.
Because she loved to roast our ass. She's... You're getting a helping of roast potatoes today, baby. She's a writer, actor, one of the funniest stand-up comedians doing it. She has a stand-up special on HBO that I am going to keep directing you to because it is... It's just so fucking good. It's one of the best stand-up specials I've seen in many a years. It is called Bitch Grow Up, and she is called Marcella Arguello!
Marcella Arguello, a.k.a. Queef Latina, a.k.a. Bitchard Pryor, a.k.a. Latina Marie. What's up, y'all?
Say Bitchard Pryor.
What's up? Bitchard Pryor is good.
Oh, Marcella, what's good? What's good? How you been?
Everything is good.
Woo! I love that. I've been, you know, I was DMing you earlier, okay? Because earlier
tripping.
In the day,
you,
Marcella
you
was
tripping.
In our Google Doc, being like, "I see you, motherfucker." I was like, "What's going on? Who is this?"
You know when you can see someone typing,
I
always like. It was my favorite thing to do when I was writing on shows, but I love to be able to catch people when they're in the Google Doc in the middle of a sentence because you know they're deep in thought, like, "I got it."
Yeah. Right.
And I just went in there. I was like, "Fuck you," or whatever I said.
You said, "I see you."
Like, don't who is this?
Like the fuck,
and then I was put it right under where they're typing.
Right where they're typing, right, exactly in the middle of the sentence.
Hijacked my cursor.
Yeah,
I was like, this is fucking violent. I'm like texting everybody else on the show. I'm like, hey, one of y'all fucking with me in the dock, and then I go, or it's Marcella. And I said, hold
our
up.
Our guest is Marcella today.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. And then I DM Marcella. I go, this you fucking with me in the dock? You go, you fucking know this.
Absolutely,
yeah,
bitch.
There it is. Yeah. But anyway.
It's spicy at 9 a.m.
But yeah, ever since, I mean, it's, I you may have been gone when I was on leave, but I feel like I've been watching your clips and stuff and seeing you on tour and everything. It looks, man, you're just killing it out there.
Love I'm okay. I wouldn't say I'm killing it, but I'm doing all right. I'm still waiting for a viral clip. You know, a crowd work clip. Just going viral.
Yeah.
Me roasting these fools. No.
Is that like the name of the game for a lot of stand-up?
It's
sounds
bad
like
right
you,
now. It's real.
You gotta get that.
You gotta get that right now. They are. And you know, and I don't like... feel terrible because I know it's also part of like the an after effect of the pandemic where the pandemic fucked up a lot of comedy businesses, like their actual business format.
Right.
And they're just trying to make up still for like everything they lost. And they're trying to find a rhythm and they're trying to find this audience. And they're having to just book like A-list headliners or people who have, you know, super viral clips, millions of, you know, views on 100,000 followers on Twitter or I'm sorry, on Instagram and TikTok. And that's just the name of the game right now. So I'm just posting clips and I don't want to.
Right. Wait, how
watch like this person get owned.
And that's the thing. Right. I don't like posting that type of material because I don't think crowdwork clips are that great. I think that every now and again there's some fun ones. Like Seth Tollef is really good at crowdwork.
Right.
But it's very rare that these crowdwork clips are actually good, you know, and like not just like, oh, a silly little clip. It's like, ugh,
I'm
some of them are bad.
Left wanting.
Yes.
Which I would imagine I would not be by your crowd work. So
I mean, I'm good at crowd work.
Oh, of course you
are. I'm great at crowd work, but I don't
like. Do you
need
me to show up and just get roasted?
Like, yo, look at this motherfucker. Get the camera on
look
him.
Look at this white bread. Chicken,
white bread motherfucker.
Not washing motherfucker.
Bag of white bread blew into the theater today.
Huh?
Wait, but how often? I wonder if like it's just like it reminds me of when like in TV, they were giving YouTubers all these deals and stuff because they had audiences, quote unquote, and then you put it in front of the camera and they just shit the bed. Like, how often are people booking comedians that have like two clips, but then they can't put together like 15, 20 minutes like on stage?
I think much more often than, and you know what the reality is, because again, this is still business. It is show business, right? So the reality is that weekend, they don't give a shit. They'll just never rebook that person if they're not good, but they get to keep that money that the motherfucker sold. And they, you know,
we got you people,
Yeah, I think it's going to die out within the next year or so. But the creams are the crops. That's why I say Steph Tollef, because she's actually a legitimately solid comedian.
Yeah.
And she can actually, that's why her crowd work clips are just the superior ones. But and she's getting work, you know, because she's, and it sucks for her. Cause she's like, I'm not verified on Instagram, so I can't make money off my clips, but I'm getting work because I'm viral on Instagram. And it's like, it's really a shitty situation right now. But at real stand-ups, we're just like, we just want to work. You know, we just want to be out there working and doing our jokes and working on our material. So go support live comedy, guys.
Yeah,
there you go. All right, Marcella, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we are going to tell the listeners a couple of the things we're talking about. Donald Trump is melting down on Truth Social, which is usually a pretty good indicator that like the meteorologists are checking the weather on Truth Social and saying, ooh, this looks like an indictment might be coming.
Yeah.
So, Miles, you're going to dig into that. Shaggy's like, everyone misunderstood what It Wasn't Me was about. Which it seems
Shaggy,
pretty straightforward to me. I think we probably talked about the Apple like goggle things on trending. We talked about that on trending yesterday, but the goggles overshadowed a big announcement that iPhone autocorrect will finally let people say fuck.
What a blessing.
Fuck, yeah.
All of that, plenty more. But first, Marcella, we do like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history?
You know what sucks? I don't really have anything interesting in my search history right now. Because I could give a shit about everything right now, but I will say the tab that I keep going into, I've gotten into, this is so dorky, I really have gotten into those New York Times games.
Oh yeah,
of them. The numbers, the new Beta numbers game that they're testing out, the fucking Letterbox, what is it called, Vertex, and all
I only know Wordle. Wait, so okay, I know Wordle.
I know Spelling Bee, crosswords, and Wordle. That's
They have a mini crossword. I do that one because it's free, and they have like they have a ton of games here. Let me pull them up. But they have like new game that they're testing out, and it's just a math. You just like figure out. They give you like six numbers, and they give you a whatever 491, and you, within those six numbers that they've given you, you have to try to land on 491 or closest to.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Their newest game that they're doing. But they have all these other games. God damn it.
Sounds like it appeals to the numerologist.
Yeah, it's really dorky. There's like Letterbox where you like, it's like MASH, but there's letters all around, and you just like build words. And
I know that.
That's Spelling Bee, right?
No, that's a different one. Spelling Bee is like you have to use this letter in the center, but they have another one like that. That's like the MASH box, and you just literally have to just. It's MASH really that's 20. All I'm doing in my Safari on my fucking on my phone. I'm not Googling anything anymore. I'm sick of learning shit. I'm tired of information. I'm exhausted right now.
You still play Wordle?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
I love it.
I don't feel bad about it anymore. I'm just like, I still fuck with this.
I got it in four today.
I got it in six. Double bogeyed. Yeah.
Damn.
That's somebody, when I was like bragging about how good I was at Wordle, they were like, let me see your scores. All right. So six is a double bogey, a five is a bogey, four is par, three is a birdie, two is an eagle. Like that's how you like score it like golf. And that like changed
how
I saw it. And
that's
it took
terrible.
The fun out of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, white people ruin everything.
Yeah. Right. You're not going to believe this. It was a white person.
I know. Only white people think like that. Let's take the fun out of this.
It's wild to me, though, that like New York Times went from like this newspaper to now I'm like, yo, the games, though, now.
Yeah.
It's like, that's really where they're strong now. Not the journalism so much.
The journalism is god awful.
Yeah. But have you played their Angry Birds skin?
It's no. Cool.
No. I'm just joking.
I'm just joking.
JK, so I just wanted to make sure that you thought you knew.
I have a story I tell on my first album called The Woke Bully, and it's about when I was 13. I was friends with these girls. I mean, they were my friends, and they were, and I was the jokester, literally the same jokester that I am today, where I'm just like, what's up, bitch? What's up, hell? What's up, y'all? Whatever. That's how I talk. That's how I talk since I was a kid. And I had my friends write me a letter that was like, hey, Marcella, we know that you're so funny, and we know that your sense of humor is what it is. But we just want to say that if you're going to call us sluts and whores, you need to say "just kidding" every time you say it. I was like, oh my god, this is so fucking.
It's really
stupid.
Helpful for us.
I went to school, and they're like, "Hey, Marcella, did you read the letter?" And I was like, "I did," and I just want to say I'm absolutely going to make sure I do that. Sluts, just kidding. And I flipped them off, and I walked away, and I was never friends with them again. I tell the story much better, but I hate when people say "just kidding." I don't care if people knew or didn't know you were kidding. Do not give in. I hate
fucking
it.
Lie to me. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. And women do it more than men.
You seemed like you really thought that there was a New York Times skin of Angry Birds, and I didn't want you to waste your time.
I was so excited. I would have Googled it, and you ruined that opportunity.
I'm sorry. Well, I was just kidding.
My
sister and I, like, we would always, like, yeah, I just have a bad habit of always being like, just kidding.
Yeah, I know. You were abused as a child, I can tell.
Was that
a controlling household, right?
Wasn't that Kristen Wiig character? Like, that she did that one bit where the character just would all, everything was just kidding. Just kidding.
It's such a thing women do, and I hate it so much. It drives me crazy. I hate it. I don't care if people don't know I'm kidding or not. Maybe I'm not kidding, bitch.
I don't
want to
offend.
What?
Yeah. Maybe you are a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I think
especially with that specific incident, it was like, we're 13 and I know you guys are all virgins. We're not sluts and whores. Like, right. Can you relax?
Like, were they going to church or something where that was like, honestly, like a curse that you put on them? Like, we are not sluts.
It was so stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they're doing okay now.
What's something you think is overrated?
Okay, this is gonna sound worse than it actually is, but I think right now we're in movies, but the race shit is kind of getting out of hand, and I'm like, we're like more focused on race shit than we are like the actual story itself, and this is more like a complaint about the industry being like, we need Latinos, we need Asians, we need blacks to make the coming of age movie of their time. Without like focusing on the substance of it. And I'm like, can we just like write fun movies? Which brings me to my underrated, which is, I've been saying this for a while, like I wish we had more of those like 80s, 90s weirdo movies, like Labyrinth or like Drop Dead Fred or Transylvania 65,000, all those like really weird movies, but maybe from people of different backgrounds to give it that twist that we're needing, which would fulfill my first complaint. And I fucking saw Problemista this weekend at the Los Angeles Latino Film Festival. And that shit was that. It was so, it reminded me of all those movies and it's still interesting. And it talked about obviously being an immigrant and all that bullshit that comes with it. Mm-hmm. But it did it in like a way that you weren't saying they're like, oh my God, this is the most touching. And it was like, nah, that shit, it was weird.
Oh,
it was quirky.
Shit.
It was back and forth. It was very like, all those elements of Drop Dead Fred and like those movies I just listed where it's like, man, this is like so fun. And I also was paying attention to how, they can rate it whatever they want, but can you watch it with kids? And I like that there's potential that like 8-year-old, 10-year-olds will get to watch that movie.
Right.
And it'll be like have the same effect that like whatever Transylvania 6 had on me. And I like that. I like that young people and everybody get to watch this movie. And there's all these other fun movies that are coming out too. And I'm excited about that.
Right.
Yeah, this is Julio Torres's directorial debut.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
Featuring the RZA.
Yeah. And Tilda Swinton. It's really cool.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. That's I mean, dope. RZA acting against Tilda Swinton was probably not the wisest choice, but it was also just like, I don't care. At the end of the day, we know it's make believe, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It's great.
And Isabella Rossellini's the narrator.
Oh, my God, dude. It's overwhelming for the senses, you know, especially if you're a thinking person.
I think this is like the same thing, right? Like, to your point, like the Hollywood development has always been like about like, how hard is it to be Black or Asian or Hispanic, like whatever it is. It's always like, how fucked up
pain.
Is it
for
y'all?
Pain.
That's what we want to know. Because it's all, it's always like just racial pain porn, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than being like, how about some goofy motherfuckers that happen to not be white doing whatever, or cishet people just fucking around. And it's about what the fuck they do, rather than being like, but what are we saying about race in 2023? It's like, it's just about showing people as they are. That's why I like Everything Everywhere All at Once was so great. It's like, people are like, oh, is this about Asian people or culture? I'm like, I mean, it's Asian people in it, but it's also just, it's also just a wild fucking ride, and it's just, it is what it is. And look, it's the best, one of the best fucking movies of the last couple years.
That's when all the intersections like come together beautifully. That's a perfect example of like when the shit fucking rocks the world of like what it's like, what art and cinema is supposed to be. And it's beautiful, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Problem Easter, though.
White man, you have something to say to this? Do you have any contributions to the subject matter?
It just must be hard.
I just really like Get Out.
God.
That shit hits different.
That shit really hits different, actually. Get Out.
When you are playing a double boogie on Wordle, and then you just fucking turn on Get Out.
Get Out, and you're like, oh, none of this matters.
Jeez,
friends couldn't solve the Wordle because they never seen Get Out, but I have.
But I did, because, you know, I'm there. I'm there up here, in my heart.
There you go. Pound it.
Brother.
Cool. Brother.
Brother.
Pound it through the Zoom screen.
I feel like, did we talk about Los Espookies on TDZ? Because
when it was out,
shows.
It's a great. Yeah, my mom
Los
loved that
Spookies
show.
Was so dope. Oh my god, so good.
What a wild one!
If you missed it, go back and watch it before HBO takes it down or whatever.
Before
Max does. Yeah, before David Zaslav.
Yeah,
does.
Max. My bad. Fuck, I keep forgetting that.
They have a filter on Instagram. I just used it this morning, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
The Max
capitalist
filter?
Propaganda right now. And it's also just funny to me that it's like the one to watch. And it's like, bitch, the one to watch is HBO. Like, let's be fucking real here.
Right, right, right.
But like, we will, you know, stream your shit because you got the HBO shit. The filter is pointless. It's just like the posters.
Which Succession
behind you.
Character are you?
I wish it was that, actually.
Kendall
it's just,
stays winning.
It's just like the flyers behind you, like rotating behind you, and you're just like, oh, I have a beautiful, perfect face.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's really stupid. Really is. That's what it's just like all this shit scrolling behind.
Look at me complaining. Ugh. Beautiful.
They just turn your fucking, basically hijacking your content to be like, this is a stealth ad. And it's not even stealth at
it's
that
not
point.
Stealth
it's like,
at all.
You're
it's
on a
really...
billboard.
Yeah, yeah. It's really
what if
goofy.
We put a billboard for our shit behind you?
Right. Yeah. And it's a filter.
With a filter. With some eyelashes. Yeah, girl. Go stream. The one to watch. Anyways, guys, watch my HBO special streaming now on Max. Thank you
so much.
That
is the one to watch.
Yeah.
That is.
We got the it. One we got it right here.
All right. And we are big Zaslav supporters on this podcast. So we do just want to say, you know, shout out to him. He's a visionary. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Damn, I really wanted to be like, were you just kidding? Sure.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
And we're back. And I got a call from a telemarketer and I said, this is content, folks. No, but first of all, Marcella, you told us you don't get calls.
You don't from fucking leave your phone nowhere, like your number down anywhere.
Hey, guys, I said that when we were off.
Oh, my bad.
No, just kidding.
That is private.
I'm so joking.
I just broke out into full body sweats. I thought you were serious. So.
You're careful, like where you.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you're like signing up for shit, and they're like, give us your phone number because we have to have it when we deliver this item that you ordered or whatever. And it's like, no, you don't. I put my mom's house number.
Is her phone just always ringing?
No, well, yes, but also the house number, it's forwarded to her cell phone. And so when they, you know, because some of these places are sending you texts. That's what I'm really trying to avoid is the text. So those texts go nowhere. Right. So that's a nice little trick that I do. But she runs a business, so she's used to being overwhelmed, and the phone's now, you know, marked as potential spam. I don't like how this is making me look like a very bad child. I want you to know we all do this. She's encouraged it.
Anyway.
She said it's fine. I want to say
having
that.
Having it sent to a landline is brilliant. I don't think I know any landline numbers right now.
I know.
Maybe
you know what?
I actually put in on one.
I used to have a landline just specifically to send everything. But the problem was that landline number had already existed in the world. Yeah. So it was being overwhelmed by wherever that person put that number. I'm actually tempted to get another number from my my hometown. They just expanded from the 209. I think it's like 302. And I was like, I need to get one of those numbers because that's like unused.
Right.
Untainted.
Right. Oh, right. Because, it's not on a directory. It's not like on a spam list.
It's a new area code. So, you know.
Yeah, I was saying that, like, when you get those calls, though, like, when you reject them, like, when it says scam likely, like, those automated systems will mark it as an active phone number because you've interacted with it by rejecting the call versus letting it ring out.
Oh, my God. That's so obnoxious.
This makes so much sense.
I'm going to tell my mom.
Yeah, because if you're a heavy rejector, bro, they're like,
I'm a heavy rejector. I'm an immediate angry rejector.
Jesus, like, someone's been married too long.
Yeah, I've been in this room for 4 months in a row. All right. Should we talk about Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Okay. I mean, yes.
Yes. Donald Trump. Pathological liar. But he does seem to have patterns that in his behavior that I feel like we're starting to get a sense of like how he operates. What
his
the
behavioral
weather patterns
mean.
His behavioral patterns. And he just flipped out about a potential indictment from the Marxist special prosecutor on Truth Social. So it feels like we got something coming. We got something coming down, folks.
Like the last, before the Alvin Bragg New York indictments, he had a pre-L tantrum on Truth Social. And I think, and again, his most effective pre-L tantrum was the 2020 fucking big lie. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's like these pre-L tantrums, they go somewhere. And I think that one made him think that he could do it again for Alvin Bragg. This shit didn't go anywhere. And now he's doing it again for this federal case that he's facing, or potentially, you know, if he's indicted. And at first it started yesterday with him saying report, because people were like, oh, we saw Trump's lawyers at DOJ. Like, this might mean there's some shit going down. He said, reports are the Marxist special prosecutor, DOJ and FBI want to indict me on the boxes hoax. Despite all of the wrongdoing that they have done for 7 years, including spying on my campaign, Biden crimes go unpunished, including that he had boxes in Chinatown in his garage by the Corvette in air quotes and scare quotes, and 1,850 boxes in Delaware that he won't allow anyone to see. That is real obstruction. That was just the beginning. And then, like, in the middle of the night, this motherfucker just randomly putting on Truth Social, election interference! Don't let it happen! Okay? Then, like, a couple minutes later, they're also going after me as retribution for the Republicans in Congress going after them. But the difference is, they have crimes, I don't. Then he goes on and says, the Marxists and fascists in the DOJ and FBI are going after me at a level never... And it just, it goes on and on and on and on, talking about exonerating Mike Pence. Then he goes back on election interference. So, yeah, I think we might be hearing about an indictment. So.
First of all, I'm mesmerized by your impression.
Mesmerized. It was just like, not impressed.
What? But. Yeah, mesmerized. Because it was just like notched differently than your real voice.
Got to.
And then I am curious, what's it like to play poker with Trump? Because as soon as he... you know, finds out some information, it's a tell immediately. Like, his instinct is just, how does he?
Right.
And when he gets, like, good cards, I feel like he's probably, like, really, like, a lot of people are saying this is the best hand of all time. Many are saying, yeah.
Hold on, you got one pair, my man.
Just
number one.
Always bluffing, always going all in, and then, like, threatening to sue the pot.
But that is a good, that is actually a good metaphor, because, like, Marcelo, it's like he'll bluff the shit on anything, but he also doesn't know poker.
Not at all. Not
so
at all.
So it's just like, the fuck is this? Is just chaos.
Yeah, it's very chaotic. I mean, I think that's what scared everybody, right, when he was president. It was like anything set him off and you weren't sure how far he would take it, you know? And and now we've seen how far he can take it, which is all the way to Truth Social. but yeah, it's just weird. He's weird. He's just.
Yeah. I mean, look.
He's going to be our next president, maybe.
So excited.
We'll see. I mean, like, he's going to, look, there's this, if this looks like the momentum we're seeing, okay, that's another indictment for him.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's wild, though, too. You can see why he might be fucking tripping. Like, he's looking, you know, over his shoulder constantly, just thinking, like, it's at any time now. Because, like, all the recent reports on the Mar-a-Lago thing get shadier and shadier. Like, at the end of the week, they're like, Trump is on fucking wax talking about how he stole these fucking documents and how he basically is it's implied that he knows that he can't have them or he shouldn't share the information with anyone. And then there's another report on CNN yesterday saying that someone at Mar-a-Lago drained the pool. So it flooded the IT room where the servers are for the surveillance footage. And they're like, what the fuck is going on? But apparently the server room, like the footage wasn't damaged or anything like that. And who knows, like, how much of this is total hyperbolic bullshit coming from this report. I mean, we'll know if it's in the indictment where they think that that is potentially an obstruction charge. But it definitely, it's not far-fetched to think Trump actually believed that he could just get some pool on the fucking video footage. And then that would, like, make his, like, troubles go away.
Trump is like living in a Steven Seagal movie. He is just the president of a Steven Seagal movie who's just up to no good. It's very cartoonish. He is a cartoon.
Yeah. No,
he does love Van Damme movies. That was always his thing, apparently, was that he would have Van Damme movies on his private planes, but he would have everything edited out except the fight scenes. So he didn't get all the plot context. But
no.
Yeah. He probably averages a Watergate level cover up. Like one a day, maybe. Like, he's just like shedding fucking Watergates.
Yeah,
like just fucking.
He's inspiring. Oh, wow. When you think about it,
it is. It's like he's just taking it to a new level.
God bless him.
Oh, it's specifically like blood sport that he's blood really sport. Into.
Yeah, seems like a cool normal guy. But the Republicans are in such a weird place, like that Mike Pence filed paperwork to run for president, and like CNN is treating it like this is a real campaign.
Yeah,
one recent poll found Pence held just 4% popularity with Republicans compared to Trump's 53%. Like, he is so wildly unpopular. Nobody likes him.
And it's not like he's got some fastball that he hasn't shown to the world. Like, we've seen Mike Pence in so, like, every type of context. And, like, when he is in a conflict, he closes his eyes and tries to pretend he's not there. Like, yeah. That's what we saw from him. He is not built for the new role of, like, person in conflict who everyone hates and, like, has to punch his way out of a corner. Like, yeah. Some would say he is maybe the worst possible person for that scenario. He is like a smooth corporate product who has to be in like a cool, dark back room to function properly. And this is, but he did ride a motorcycle to like one of his campaign announcements. So
yeah, this may, actually,
maybe.
I mean, I feel like look. The Republicans are in disarray right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at him wild. On a motorcycle. He looks like a cop.
I mean,
like, I think that's undeniable, but like, yeah, I mean, he's got like a leather jacket.
That's the look he's going for sure.
But he's got like, he's like, yeah, I'm with the Rolling Thunders. Okay. Well.
The Rolling Thunders.
He wishes cool he was cool in one of those, what are those, like the Clampers? You guys know all the white motorcycle gangs, like the Clampers and there's others, especially here in California. But he looks like he wishes he could have been.
Right.
But they would never ask him.
No. And also he wouldn't be able to, like, he would last 5 minutes in a Clampers or like a biker bar.
Or like, even if he had like a patch on his vest, they'd be like, you're not a patched in fucking biker. Get the fuck out of here. Your shit got the tags on it still. Get the fuck out of here.
He looks like he thinks he's a good cop in that Republicans. He thinks Republicans would like that.
Yeah,
no, like, no, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of
clean up this country.
Everyone's saying, like, what is your brand exactly that you're running on? Because Tim Scott, who is the black senator from South Carolina, he's trying to do like the vague, like, what if I was just so vaguely a old school conservative? That shit isn't going to do numbers,
right?
You know, DeSantis is trying to do the Trump thing, but he's so wacky that they're like, even like, I don't know, this guy's also fucking just a terrible personality in general. And Pence's thing is like, I'm a Republican from 1975.
I think they're going to go all in on Tim Scott. I think that's what they're eventually going to do. Because I think the Republican Party is going to come together the way the Democratic Party did when Bernie was threatening.
Well, and also the way the Republican Party came back together when they realized Trump was going to have to be the one. I mean, they at some point, and God bless them for sticking together, because I know Democrats have a harder time with that. Republicans are like, all right, we're going to go with this rapist. And they're like, all right, we're all hands on deck for this one piece of shit. And they're fine. So I don't know who they're going to pick. So I'm fascinated that you're saying Tim.
Yeah. DeSantis, I think they wanted DeSantis until they saw DeSantis. And then they were like,
I mean, he's just doing too much, right?
He can't even like ace a, like stop in at a diner.
Yeah.
He like freaks out. He's
like wiping his snot on people and shit. Yeah. Like the cameras aren't on. Like, bro, you don't even know how to fucking behave. Like, like normal.
His strategy sucks. He's like
a sorority king. He's like the king. Yeah. I mean, a sorority of his fraternity. Well, maybe that's not a Freudian slip at all. Maybe that's accurate. But he's like a fraternity king. Like he's the man and with his crew. But after outside of the house, people are like, who the fuck are you?
You don't know me?
Yeah.
They're like, nah, bro, you in the fucking way.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to get my food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm Rhonda's. And shut the fuck up, Dom, DeVamp, whatever the fuck you said your name was. Out of here, Rob. Which is why Rob. That Trump diss is so good. Just calling him so Rob.
Somebody, like some shit poster pitched hit where like Trump needs to start calling him Rob like 3 years ago. And Trump has started calling him Rob. So
strategy. That's what you call strategy.
Yeah, that's smart.
Just an intentional, you know, fucking up somebody's name. But yeah, I don't know. It's the one thing is that who knows where the fuck it's going to go? Because there is a scenario, too, where Trump might have so many like legal issues that it does affect his ability to campaign. Like he could still run, but it might affect his ability to campaign. And then, you know, then you have like Chris Christie, apparently Glenn Youngkin from Virginia. They're talking about running. There's a lot of people right now. That's the thing. There's a lot of people who are about to jump into the race. And I think this is the problem. That's how Trump won last time.
Exactly.
No one could settle on someone that wasn't Trump. And basically, he just been like, look at all these fucking herbs out here. And they're like, is it Rubio or blah, blah, blah? And then next thing you know, he started taking up all the oxygen and ran away with it. Because if you can't get enough people in those primaries to like coalesce around somebody, it's going to be a hard time.
Confidence is key with the Republican Party.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, for real.
And they're, I'm sure they'll have the cooperation of like the mainstream media just getting behind whoever they decide has the best chance at it not being Trump. But I think there's just a real like there's a realization of the Republican Party. Like, we got to do something, I think, at this point.
Yeah, TikTok.
I don't know if they've gotten that to that point. I think they're right in front of it.
Yeah, I know. I feel if anything, it's going to be the donors that get them to do it. They're like, absolutely. But where are my money pile? They're like, your money. I'm about to give it to the Democrats because they're going to win. And guess what? They will probably fucking hook us up with some tax cuts.
Sure.
You know, on the low.
Hasn't failed yet.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? We can just give our money to them because at least they know what the fuck they're doing and they can kind of, you know, bring in more austerity measures and increased, you know, benefits for the wealthy. If that's where it has to go. But it seems like that could be the one thing that would sway people is just for the donor class all takes their money.
Or they'll just, you know, get excited when Trump wins a bunch of primaries with impressive numbers and just fall in line and we'll be fucked.
I mean, possibly. I'm hoping for the opposite. I hope it falls apart unlike 2016, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
I mean, I think the reality is that's what we assumed was going to happen in 2016. I think that's why we're all a little stressed out right now because we're like, well, we know how this can actually go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I definitely think, you know, whatever, 2015, 2014, we're like, that's not happening. That's not possible. And it was like, oh, no, it totally is.
Right.
But it's just, it's all about the vote. Like, he has the votes. He has, like, the people. And everything else is just like machinations of like trying to find ways around that. But I don't
know. Well, because if you look like you think that the GOP voters like in a primary that like at least 35% of the like in a primary goes to Trump.
Yeah.
If that's split up between 16 other fucking clowns trying to run for it, then it'll be much easier for him to emerge. That's why like people are like, maybe Chris Christie will do something again, unless this guy is going to Bill Hicks writing material from the grave to come after Trump. Yeah. He ain't doing shit.
What the fuck do they think is going to happen? What do they think Chris Christie? Yeah, that seems to be a big strategy where they're like, Chris Christie's going to come in and just destroy this guy. Uh-huh. It's like Chris Christie is embarrassing even when he's not trying to like get into a public feud with somebody who is built for public feuds. Like he is an embarrassing, unsmooth, like uncool person when he's trying to just be cool, like just do like get people to like him. He sucks. Why is this going to why is he suddenly the magic bullet that's going to, you know, take Trump's campaign out?
I don't know. We'll see. It's like I guess they're just comfortable with him that they think they're like he
know
has
him.
What it takes. Yeah, but we saw what he did. He literally folded up like the second shit got hot in 2016. He's like, I actually love Trump, even though I said all that other stuff. I'm in love with him.
Yeah. I just always picture him relaxing on the beach when no one was allowed to be there. That's how I picture him, you know?
Yeah.
When he closed down the highways, closed the beaches, and then,
taking it in.
He can have all the sand.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about more important things, like the true meaning of the song, It Wasn't Me.
It Wasn't Me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it,
T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to the best one yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to the best one yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
And we're back.
Hey, we are. Look at that.
Allie ooped it.
She has that power.
You missed me. That's why you love to have me.
It's true.
Bring us back. Bring us back, Marcella. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Shaggy, everyone, I mean, I know y'all know it.
It wasn't me.
Everybody knows it wasn't me. Shaggy, Rick Rock. Everyone knew that song from the summer 2000.
I did not know the other person's name. So
that, even though it was Rick Rock, I don't think he had anything after that. Yeah. So if you ask someone, I'll ask y'all, what did you think the song was about?
It is about cheating. It is
100%.
It is.
And about and endorsing cheating.
It's a conversation about cheating.
And gaslighting, because you're talking about, like, just say it wasn't me. It's like, but bruh, she literally caught me red-handed banging on the bathroom floor.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Oh, okay. So that's what we all thought. We're like, okay, it's a cheater's anthem. No. Shaggy just had an interview with People Magazine for God knows why. But in it, he reveals that the song is not about cheating. It's actually an anti-cheating anthem. Because people are talking about, oh, you know, like, you've had a really long... I think they're bringing up his marriage and how he'd been, but like one of the songs that you're really known for is It Wasn't Me. And he goes, you know, it was a big misconception. This is a quote. It was a big misconception with that song because that song is not a cheating song. It's an anti-cheating song. It's just that nobody listened to the record to the end. There's a part in the record where it's a conversation between two people and you have one guy, which is me at that point, giving that bad advice. Like, yo, bro, how could you get caught? Just tell her it wasn't me. And then at the end, the guy says, I'm gonna tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. Doo, 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 doo. I've been listening to your reason. It makes no sense at all. Anyway, going to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. You might think you're a player, but you're completely lost. And he's saying,
I remember that.
But he's saying that is apparently that was the operative section of the song. It wasn't the most memorable fucking part, which was everyone going, it wasn't me.
Yeah, no, like I remember that part. It certainly doesn't seem like that changes the meaning of the song.
I always
assumed that like that was the studio or like, I don't know, the Catholic Church, like whoever the fuck, like that was like based on a note because there's just this random conversation that happens up top where he's like, hey man, I got caught cheating. And he's like, oh, well, I have some advice for you. And then the song the song just succeeded in spite of this weird like
it's in rap three acts,
that they
Jack.
Put around it. Yeah, I mean, and Shaggy is playing a character. Do not confuse him with his character.
Oh, see, what was that phone?
That was a house phone.
See,
that was a caller trying to get me. Yeah. But he's basically talking about semantics at this point because it is a song about cheating, but it's a conversation about cheating.
Sure.
Because I remember even when I listened to that song, I was like, oh, they're having a back and forth. Like, this is just two guys being guys. But, I mean, he cheats in the song.
Locker
like, there's
room
no,
conversation.
Yeah, there's like, there's no way you can't say it's about cheating because he literally admits to cheating as his girl already caught him. And now they're trying to resolve the situation. And like, first the friend gives bad advice, which men notoriously do. They give each other bad advice.
What?
And then comes back to like, no, man, I'm going to apologize. But also, it's about cheating. Like, you can apologize all you want. It doesn't mean she's going to take you back.
Yeah.
Also, the guy who is the voice of reason in this song has been caught cheating like 17 times while repeatedly like having sex with somebody, like it on the like.
Yeah, I forget all the context. On the counter, it wasn't me. She saw me banging on the sofa. It wasn't
so
me.
This guy who is like our hero, who's like, I'm just going to apologize, is world's biggest like fuckboy cheater.
Yeah, why don't we ask that guy what he thinks the song is about?
Yeah, where's Rick Rock? Let me look up, where's Rick Rock now?
Yeah, instead of Shaggy, who's supposedly been loyal to his wife, you know, and has, you know, reputation to uphold with his wife. Let's be real here, Shag.
Wow. Rick Rock, man, he realized this song was 23 years ago. I'm like, he's 50 now.
Yeah. But
that's time for you. All right. Well, Rick Rock, we heard you.
But that intro and outro sounds like it was written based on notes from Shaggy's wife or, you know, from his pastor or something, you know, like it's like, well, got to send a good message to the kids. Yeah. It's like an 80s, like very special episode of TV.
I just like that we were in middle school dancing to that shit.
I know.
Banging on the bathroom floor.
Oh, that was my favorite. Bang it. That was
when he goes
banging
out,
on the
banging
bathroom.
On the bathroom.
Yeah. How could I? But the opening was, yo, open up, man. He's like, what do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You let her catch you?
I don't know how all I let the this impressions happen. Today.
With who?
With
the
who?
Girl next door. You know, man. And he goes, say it wasn't you. All right.
Yeah.
And he came in, he got me red-handed.
That's how the song starts. All right. It's him going, yeah, that is a good idea.
All right.
All right.
And he came in, and she got me red-handed. Like, what the fuck? It's not.
I remember there was a girl I had a crush on who was like very, you know, like it just, I wouldn't have thought that she would like the song. And she told me she liked the song. And I was like, oh, that's, that's interesting. Which so
I want to hear your full judgment. What did you?
Wait,
what was your judgment?
Wait,
you didn't
I was
really
just
clarify.
Like, she's like down for like an open relationship. What? Or something.
You see? This is why Shaggy's trying to clarify.
Yeah. Right.
Like, no, that's not. Oh wait, let me let Miles do his voice.
No. I'm laughing too hard. I'm just thinking, like, you on a dating app or something, like relationship style. You just put, it wasn't me.
It wasn't
you know
me.
What I mean.
I mean, look, the song Holly. Is really stupid because this dude is like, he's mentally ill because he's just like, I forgot that I gave her a key and she saw me fucking her on the kitchen counter. It's like,
and then did
wait.
He not stop? So I want to know, was it all one thing where she just kept like he, it was all
that
one
I
scenario
don't know,
where she saw him like five different places?
He says in the song she stayed until the end. So she watched everything happen. So I do believe that he jumped around the house and she was like, you know, kept hiding behind whatever, painting or some shit.
Got it.
She was like, you know, she was like
painting with moving eyes.
Yeah. She had a fucking lampshade over her head and just like
watching.
Yeah, because
she was just because maybe it's like a kink that they had as a couple.
You know what? We don't know. Because
he's talking about getting freaky. He's like, yo, I had her on the counter. I haven't had her in the shower. This shit was on camera. She saw the marks on my shoulder. The screams got louder.
Shaggy thought he was going to clarify and make us understand the song. It has only left us with more questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
It sounds like you're into humiliating your partner by cheating.
You forgot she gave her a key. Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
No man forgets that.
Oh, hell no.
That's also how you know that he was fucking bullshitting her and lying to her and promising her things that he couldn't deliver.
Yeah.
See?
Real.
What the fuck, Shaggy? Get it together, man.
Yeah.
So you're not getting us with this one.
No.
I believe this is a cheating anthem. And I think this was, I don't know what happened between you and your wife that you're like saying this now. But
right. And the 90s and 2000s had some banger cheating songs, okay?
Yeah. Ugh.
What is this? Numbers in your pocket. I remember when you used to throw those things away.
Man, that shit. Oh, 112. It's over
song?
Now.
Wait, what's the SWV? I know that you're somebody else's guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I mean, there's a lot of cheating ass songs in it. And we were little kids, like, I'm going to grow up to cheat.
Yeah, I'm like singing Drew Hill, somebody from in my head and shit. I'm like, I fuck with Drew Hill. Yeah, Creep by DLC.
Shout out to Justin.
all of these just cheating anthems that we're fine with, you know? It is what it is.
Oh, man, I hate when I forget to throw all the numbers that I have in my pocket out because, you know, I'm just like just weighted down with so many numbers.
Yeah.
And I don't intend to do anything, but they're just, they're there, you know?
I remember when you used to throw those things away, Jack.
Right.
Put them in a little... But it's just like
you gotta, I was waiting for the recycling because the amount of numbers that I get is taking out forests, so...
Oh, man. But yeah, this is the question, though, that leads him to that answer in this People magazine interview. He goes, despite being so closely associated with It Wasn't Me, you've been married to Rebecca Packer for almost 10 years and share three daughters. Shaggy also has two sons from a previous relationship. That's a parenthetical. Do you ever find that because of that song, people assume you might still be a player, even though you're in a loving relationship? And that's when he's like, that's the thing. No, he's cheap.
All right, let's talk about new feature iPhone. I mean, Marcella, did you see the like goggles?
The of course, I saw the out? Goggles.
What'd you think?
They're stupid as fuck. People, get a life. Go outside, for the love of God.
But
stop.
I can have it look like outside in my goggles.
Bro, did you right. see? They're basically trying to read your emotional reactions to shit, and like they're. They are coming for us. Okay.
They are truly, that was my takeaway, is like, we are fucked.
Yeah.
This, like, people are going to use the shit out of
voluntarily handing over their information. Like, again, I'm protective of my cell phone number so that I don't get spam calls. Like, I cannot even fathom the concept of putting on something that's going to read my fucking eyes and my brain and my emotions and my body temperature and all that shit. It's like, what? That's crazy.
The thing that was like making a 3D avatar for you on FaceTime, because when you have those goggles on, like you clearly can't have a front facing camera, that it like maps your face and then like using all this other shit to like emote on your behalf. I'm like, this is
getting tricky.
So weird.
I get the part of like getting super high and like watching a movie like in like 3000.
Yeah. And being able to like move it forward and back like that shit.
Other than that,
prior to the video, I was like, nobody's going to use this shit. This is stupid. And then once I saw the video, I was like, oh, everybody's going to use this shit. And it's so bad for us.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
I just cannot believe that we're here in technology and they still haven't done research on a women's menstruations and women's bodies and women's organs and shit. And like there's bitches that don't even know they got endometriosis. Because there's just no money in the research because they refuse to do it.
Or and fibroids and shit like that, yeah.
Oh, my God. But we have this fucking stupid $4,000 VR machine so that virgins can feel like they have a fucking bitch in their life. Fucking losers. Get a life. Wow.
Did you see the moment when they unveiled the price and everybody in the audience was like, that's cap? They're like, no. Boom.
Honestly, if I heard it
what
and
is
I
it,
was
3,000?
Like...
$3,500.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually even heard more. It as in like, They're like, oh, I have to save extra. Like, that's how I heard that gasp. Because at first I was like, oh, people are going to be pissed. And then you hear the gasp and you're like, no, this actually sounds like they're like, oh, I just won't go to Hawaii this year or something.
Right,
right, right, right. Exactly.
Well, a lesser noticed feature that was unveiled yesterday from Apple is that they are iOS 17 autocorrect will finally let people say fuck. It will be powered by AI and be better able to predict words and phrases that the iPhone user repeats. And this includes swear words.
Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to do the thing where I added it. Like, I had to do all that manual shit. Like, I had someone, like, a name in my address book. So it thought I would just be talking about someone in my address book. And then I think you could then do, like, more deliberate versions.
Well, if you capitalize a word, it saves it automatically. And so, like, every time I say shit, it's capital S, which is really
like
funny.
Like, formal shit?
Yeah, yeah. And fuck was annoying because I always used to accidentally hit the, like, I think X is right next to it. Next to the C.
Right,
and
right,
so,
right.
Like, it saved in my phone that way for a long time. And I was like, this is really annoying.
Yeah. So this is going to make all of that much easier. Mine has always made me go fucking deducking, change it back, and sometimes it'll change it again another time, and you have to like be like, no, this is what I meant.
Yeah.
Right.
Which probably led to some confusing messages over the years.
But also, it led to diffusing a situation, because when you're pissed and you say, you fucking bitch, and then it's spelling it wrong, you're just like, let me go recur. Oh, God, right. And then you've diffused your own brain. They've helped you. So, maybe it was good.
But so this is going to like happen across where it's going to be putting in words and phrases that the iPhone user repeats, including swear words. So it does feel like it could go in the opposite direction. Sure. Now
it can go in any direction now. Yeah. Possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? Fuck. I need more fuck in my phone book so I can get it.
Jesus,
I don't know,
she
I don't know.
Had a baby. Leave her alone.
I need more fuck. I need more fuck in my life.
It wasn't me. It wasn't him. I swear.
It wasn't me. No.
I guess so. Autocorrect was kind of overpowering in the first place because when they first introduced it, like the only thing anybody had ever like typed with their thumbs on was BlackBerry, and you couldn't like feel the keys, so people were really shitty at it. So that it had to be like more aggressive than, you know, you might have thought with the iPhone. And so they, it seems like they're finally like we're up to the task with AI.
I hate that like shook boy mentality of Apple. We don't want people to errantly be typing fuck. Like, I bought a fucking $1,000 square from you. I should be able to type fuck. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my right.
I also just like that there's like this concept of like, what would your mother think? Why would you say that to her? And it's like,
my mother? She don't give a fuck.
Yeah, she don't give a fuck.
She don't give a duck.
She don't give a duck.
They like in their announcement, they were like, so we came across this problem that you're bringing up here of swearing. Let me tell you about it from the other angle. Picture yourself. You're on vacation. You've rented a house by the lake and you want to tell grandma about
it. What the fuck is this?
You want to tell her about the beautiful ducks on the pond. You don't want the software to come in and replace that word and have the message take a whole other direction. It's like, that is so specific. Like,
yeah.
Just be more careful when you're texting your grandmother, you fucking
also
weirdo.
Call your grandmother, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, she doesn't want to text.
she does not want to text. I'm sorry. Call her.
Yeah.
Fucking very, dork. So what happens when you have these fucking pious dorks making
in
decisions?
Charge of everything.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying.
What the future is going to look
yeah.
like.
Bring in Rihanna, then you'll get some real, actual, interesting feedback and features.
Yeah.
For real.
Well, Marcella, as always, truly a pleasure.
It's over?
Yeah.
It's over.
Wow.
It's over now.
You believe it?
I can't. It's usually fucking an hour and a half of too much news.
It's interminable.
You're just going on and on about some shit I don't give a shit about.
Oh, wait. Let me play y'all this reaction, though, for the price tag. Because if you haven't heard it, it's really good. Because it kind of lets you know that even the people who are like Apple-brained are like, I don't know about all this shit.
Apple Vision Pro starts at $34. It'll be available early next year on Apple.com and at Apple retail stores in the U.S.
I'm telling you, I think they're into it. I think you're mishearing it.
Yeah.
Oh, like
that's
like,
their kick.
They're like, oh,
humiliate me, Tim. Ooh.
I gotta bleed for this one. Okay.
I'm gonna
be
the hottest guy in town with this. That's the most annoying.
Yeah. I mean, I can already tell when people are like, you're going to see videos with people getting their shits straight to just, they're going to get juxed on the street with
absolutely.
That thing.
Absolutely.
I don't give
I
a fuck.
I feel like nobody's going to wear that outside, right?
You know, like, no.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Come on.
I saw people wearing Google Glass when that shit came out. And I was like, yeah.
Also, they're wearing those dumb red boots around town. You think they're not going to put this shit on?
Yeah, for real. At least this does some shit rather than give you like ankle pain.
Oh. Well, Marcella, such a pleasure having you. As
was
always.
It
was actually, to be honest with you, it was and always
just
is.
Kidding. It wasn't.
Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can follow me at MarcellaComedy.com on Marcella Comedy on all social media. And you can just catch me live this summer. I'm coming to Norfolk, Nebraska, New York City, Chicago, Denver. Women Crush Wednesday is actually coming to the Ford in Los Angeles. That's right.
Oh,
in the State Theater in my hometown of Modesto, California.
Hell
amazing.
Yeah. Cowtown.
Homecoming.
You love
is saying
it Cowtown.
Y'all call Modesto Cowtown?
Oh, no, we call it Methdesto.
Methdesto. Wait, I love saying homecoming or Miles loves saying Cowtown?
I don't know. It doesn't matter, Jack.
Doesn't
Jesus
matter.
Christ.
You,
I was
you,
just
you didn't
kidding.
Say you were kidding. Okay, good.
Modesto, more like Meth Death Star.
I mean, Modesto, we're George Lucas. We're born and raised with George Lucas.
Right.
So every time you guys put me on hold to talk about Star Wars, you're disrespecting not just me, but my hometown.
That's on me.
Is there a work of media, Marcella, that you've been enjoying?
Well, Problemista, I got to see it literally a few days ago, and it was amazing. I want everyone to see it because it's very, very fucking cool. But I will say, I have been keeping up with this Cop City shit in Atlanta, and I don't know if you guys have talked about it, but there was this incredible speech that was made, and I can obviously send you guys the link if you want. But this gentleman, you know, because they were, you know, everyone was speaking, and he had this brilliant, brilliant speech, and this particular tweet came across my timeline. It was like, I cannot believe I am standing here pleading with you not to spend the tax dollars of a black city to tear down a forest in a black neighborhood to increase the policing and caging of more black people. All this in a city with black leadership. It breaks my heart. He had such a great speech. I strongly recommend. If you're not following what's going on there, please do. They just approved the funding. But the protesters and the people, the activists, are just trying to remind people that just the funding has been approved. It hasn't been built yet. So let's, like, you know, keep the strength and keep the momentum. And we need to support these people. So I know I usually share something funny, but this is like major because it has major implications for the entire United States. And, you know, my family's from El Salvador. So I know how serious it can be when the police and the government, you know, really go against their people. And it can devastate generations. So please keep up with what's going on. This is our country and we got to stay on top of it.
And that's what's freaky, too, is like, you know, for all the talk of like, well, this shouldn't be protesting or, you know, trying to do shit at Cop City. They go in numbers to speak at this fucking meeting. And to your point, it's like, and if shame on all these fucking black council members, too. Like, because you look, there was like 11-4 in that vote. And you're like, how the fuck? Like, so all y'all are just a bunch of fucking clowns.
Yeah.
And also like that raid they did on the group that was helping pay for bond and bail and stuff for people that are protesting. Like, it was a very calculated effort to destroy this movement, but I think it's only going to just further, like, and everything that's happening in this country, radicalize people into, like, you know.
And that's why we go back to talking about who's running in 2024, because I'm fascinated with everything that's unfolding every day, literally right now across this country, and what's actually going to happen in 2024, because what they're saying is true. The prediction of the young people coming in out in numbers, I don't know. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to believe. And it's very... I have a very uneasy feeling, but I also, you have to remain hopeful to fucking continue, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing that is heartening at the very least were the amount of, you know, Atlantans that showed up just to speak.
ATLians.
ATL, shout out to ATLians, really. They like tried to really to speak up for their community and then just watch the people that supposedly represent them not fucking hear what they have to say. Like that's, and you're like, this is a rap. This is just fucking, it's all performative.
Miles, where can people find you? Is there a work of media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, find me at Miles of Gray, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. Find Jack and I on our basketball podcast, Miles and Jack on Mad Boosties. Find Sophia Alexandra and I on our 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talking show for 20 Day Fiancé. Tweet I like is from Daniel M. Lavery, which is because in L.A. we hear David Lynch's voice all the time doing the weather. So he said, quote, I don't think David Lynch could have had the kind of career he's had without a full head of hair. That's not to lay all the credit for his work on it, but his fundamental relationship to the world is an old man with young hair. he looks, when you put sunglasses on, you're like, this guy's hip as shit. He's almost 80.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien.
Oh, Jack, nobody asked.
Oh, that's a good point.
Hey, Jack, where can people find you?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. Sure. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. Speak. A tweet I've been enjoying. Mike Scollins tweeted a picture of Mike Pence on his motorcycle. I guess it's not a Harley, and said, "Don't tell mother, but I have joined the Hex Angels." does his patch say Rolling Thunders, or is it Rolling Thunder with a like trademark sign?
Maybe it is a registered
trademark.
Oh, that's funny.
That's even stupid.
So whack.
Like, why would you even put that on the patch?
I don't want to get sued.
It's the Rolling Thunders. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of that, sorry, I hate to interrupt, but I know I do. I love to interrupt. But during the NBA finals, I just love that one team is wearing woo wear, but it's just Western Union. And then the other team is wearing, what is it, UKG? And I'm like, wow, the hip-hop off-brand.
Yeah.
The underground kings are here.
Gotta get the woo-wear. Gotta get the woo-wear. Woo-wear, woo-wear.
All right. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what is the song you think we might enjoy?
I came across this artist called Portraits of Tracy, which I was interested in because that's like a famous Jaco Pastorius kind of piece. But then it's like this self-taught producer, 18-year-old producer, who is putting all kinds of like their work on YouTube. And this one is like kind of a rework of The Party by The Weeknd, but in its like very own cool way. It's just like, it's cool to see like these DIY artists come out.
That was the most Tumblr-ass explanation. For,
I got to.
It's Jesus Christ, bro.
This is welcome of your generation.
You are of your generation.
Hey, I'm Tumblr-ass. 38.
Yeah, I know. We're exactly the same age. We are. I followed you on Tumblr, I'm sure, years ago. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, go ahead. You definitely did. You definitely did. When I said Belly, the movie by Hype Williams, explains everything in our society. But yeah, this is The Party by Portraits of Tracy.
Overrated, The Matrix. Underrated, Belly.
Belly.
As a singular explanation.
Look at this shot. World.
That would have been a spicy take for an Asian to say, too.
I'm Blazing. Wait, I'm not just Asian.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's a spicy take for an Asian to say. That's
what is? What's
to
spicy?
To say that his joke that he just made, that The Matrix was overrated.
Oh, so I didn't follow that.
Yeah, you don't listen to Jack. I can tell you don't respect him.
Oh my
God. It happens.
And I mean, thank you for saying that.
That was just all exposed right now for the world to see. With maybe the reason why we're not recording Fridays.
Fucking Louis C.K. over here just exposed like a motherfucker in front of his loved ones. Come on, bro.
Well, this conversation will continue, but The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. More podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. We're back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to you all then. Bye.
Bye.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.